Doug, good morning.
Tony, good morning.
Just before we talk about what's going on with the stock market, I wanted to get your thoughts on hearing that Osama bin Laden is dead.
I was glad to see it. It's been a long, long struggle. And, you know, as it, of course, that does relate to the markets, and the Dow Jones average is indicating up about 70 points this morning. I was actually watching the news as it was breaking last night around 10:45 and 11 p.m. or so. And the markets were kind of quiet then, but they came to life in a hurry on the news. So we'll see if it's sticky at all, meaning can stocks stay up. But so far, at least early in the session here this morning, the pre-market looks pretty good.
Do you remember where you were when you heard the news about September 11?
You know, I'll never forget it. I was sitting at the desk in the office, and the news had broke that they were talking maybe it was a commuter plane or something like that. And the damage just looked too significant to me to buy into that. But more so, it was a beautiful sunny day, if you recall. And I was watching the news while they were trying to figure out what was happening. All of a sudden, you know, jet number two came in. It was awful.
Doug, when talking about the stock market, it's hard to get a fix on that puppy because with all that's going on with our economy, with gas prices, the stock market keeps jamming away with the news of bin Laden, which is just good moral news. Why and how will that affect the market? Give us a little bit more detail about that.
Yeah, you know, Tony, it's kind of an odd thing. The market has this propensity to confound the most people and do opposite of what most people think, and a lot of times what your intellect would suggest. And I think that's what's happening right now. We've got kind of the classic rally up the wall of worry, and there sure are a lot of reasons to be worried. I mean, as you mentioned, the market just keeps grinding, and it's grinding against higher energy prices, higher food prices. The Chinese have raised their interest rates, I think, four or five times now. They've increased capital requirements for their bank, and they're trying to slow their economy down. And Asia, of course, is supposed to be the engine of growth nowadays, and they're trying to slow it down. The market here shrugs that off, Japan, the Middle East, et cetera. I think a big reason for that, probably the two biggest ones, actually, would be, number one, is corporate profits. They're not getting you know, a lot of respect, so to speak, because I don't think people really believe it, but the numbers have just been, quarterly earnings results, Tony, have been fantastic. Corporate America, this doesn't get widely disseminated, but they have more cash on the books, on their balance sheets, than they've ever had. About 28% of assets right now are just, it's just cash. And as they say, cash is king. So, you know, it's fortress-like, and I think market participants are respecting that. And then the other thing that's probably driving stocks is just the fact that the Federal Reserve has been in with what's known as quantitative easing, which is just simply the Fed is buying assets, a lot of times U.S. government bonds. You think, well, that's odd. Why would they do that? Well, they're trying to inject capital into the system to get the economy to spur and to create the wealth effect in the stock market, which is higher prices. And those two things married together, great corporate earnings, Uncle Sam trying to stimulate things. It's been a pretty good mix to get stocks up, and what's, I think, keeping the tailwind going is most people don't believe it.
Doug Adler's with Raymond James in East Lansing. Thanks so much, Doug.
Tony, my pleasure. Have a good day.